we are going to start again. We were in the middle of a Gemara. We're going to start from Amar Abchia. I don't think we got far enough. Amar Abchia Barab Amar Rabbi Yechinen. Where is that? You go across from Truma, say Truma, and you come up five lines, I think. Amar Abchia Barab Amar Rabbi Yechinen. Page Chum Gimelim and Beis, 23b. Go across, Tyson's Truma, say Truma, come up five or six lines. Amar Abchia Barab Amar Rabbi Yechinen. Eina Eved Nasa Shliach Lekabagat Ishim Yad Baila. A Eved cannot become a shliach to accept a get for a woman from her husband. He does not. He's not a good shliach, not for accepting and not for giving. B'she'ed b'tayrus get in the kedushin. What does it say in the lashon? B'she'ed b'tayrus get in the kedushin because he's not in the parsha of getting in kedushin. And to be a shliach, one has to be in the parsha. V'yavah pishes shenino. Now, over here, the Gemara is going to want to explain what that means. Even though we learned that if somebody tells his shivcha, you remain a shivcha, but your fetus becomes free, she can be psycho for him, right? Still, a shevet can't be a shliach to be makabo get isha. In fact, the Gemara, what does that mean? What does that mean? He answered Shmuel by Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yechinen Tarti. Rabbi Yechinen said two things. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yechinen Tarti Amar. Shmuel by Yehuda said, Rabbi Yechinen said two things. Nirin Dvarim, Shavim Bekabal Get Lechaver Miyad Rabbi Shechaver, right? Avalem Miyad Rabbi Shalai. Let's say Reuven has two Avadim, right? And he wants to free one Eved, right? So an Eved can be a Shliach from an other owner for freedom of a different Eved, but not from his own owner. So if Reuben owns two Avadim, and he gives the get to one of his Avadim and says, for the other Eved, it doesn't work. But if Reuben goes to somebody else's Eved and said, accept this from my Eved, it does work. That's what Rabbi Yechinen said. Because the person's own Eved is his Yad. A person's somebody else's Eved is not his Yad. And an Eved can be a Shliach to accept Shichrur. Because he is in the parsha of Shichrur. He is in the parsha of being freed. So therefore he can be a shliach for somebody else to accept their freedom. Are you going to have a question? It says that a woman that's pregnant can accept her shichrur for her fetus. Why isn't that a problem? Right? She's accepting for her fetus. Isn't she accepting from her own master? How can she be an agent for the fetus to accept shichrur when it's her own master giving her the shichrur? Right? Rabbi Yechinen seems to be contradicting himself. Because, not contradicting himself, saying a halacha that's difficult. Because on one hand he says an owner cannot give his own eved a shichrur for a different eved of his. And on the other hand he says that you can give the shivcha shichrur for her fetus. So if a person whispers to you, v'mlach shuch amad leimer, a person will whisper and say, Zoha Lacha Shnuya, isn't this a Mishnah Maisa Ubrazach Salai? Emar, like, tell him, Shnei Gdaili Hadar Pirshu Sadavar. The two Gdaili Hadar had different Shatim in this matter. I don't think they argued. I think they said the same thing. Explained it. Tug Dairi Adar explained it. I'm sorry?
The fetus matter,
correct. I don't think there's a machloikus here. Chad Amar, Hamani Rebihi Damra Mashakra Chatzi Avdekana. One told us that statement is because you can free a half an Eved. And therefore, when you give it to the Shivcha, let's say you would say to the Shivcha, I'm freeing you halfway. She can acquire that shichrur for herself. Even though half of her still belongs to the master, but let me explain this. When somebody's meshachrur his own eved, and he gives the eved a star shichrur, the way it works is that the eved receives the ability to accept the star shichrur simultaneously with the star shichrur. Because there's a problem, and the Gemara in Kedushin deals with this problem. You give an eved a star shichrur, the Eved has no hand of his own. He belongs to the master. Why does it work? You're putting it from one hand into the other hand. The answer is it's a concept called Gitoy V'yadoy Bo'en Ka'achad. That simultaneously, the Eved receives the ability to receive his own Shichur. As he's given the Shichur, he gets the ability to accept his Shichur. That's the halacha. So Gitoy V'yadoy Bo'en Ka'achad. Simply put, it means that the Eved gets the right to accept his own Shichur when he receives the Shichur. It works simultaneously. It's a big problem exactly how that works, but it works. So what happens if you free a half an Eved? You want the Eved to become halfway free. That means you'll own 50% and the Eved will be free 50%. And what happens to that Eved is a discussion. He can work on Sundays for himself, Monday for you, Tuesday for himself, Wednesday for you. Whatever arrangement is made. Can an Eved accept half his freedom because half of him still belongs to the owner? To Machlokes Tanoim, Rebbe says he can. Therefore, according to Rebbe, it is possible to give your own Eved a shikra for half of him, even though half of him is retained by you. Now, how does that help the fetus? The answer is, the Chad Amar, one explained it, my time at the Rebbe Bahab. How does this help the fetus? Sover uber yarech imayhu. He holds the fetus as part of the mother. The nasa kemisha hiktav echem imarel. It's like he told her, part of you is free. The part that he freed is the uber. So here is a woman accepting a shikur from her master for part of her. But the part was defined, the uber. And therefore she can accept it. Now the achronim are bothered by the chayra, her hand is not free. Mishlaima, when she gets freed, she gets her hand and her freedom simultaneously. But here her hand remains a shivcha. So how can she accept the shtar shichur with her hand, which belongs to the master, for part of her that's not her hand? So again, the answer that I like to say over this question is that when we say a woman is kinder with her hand, we don't mean hand necessarily. We mean a woman is kinder with her body. So whatever part of her body is getting freed can acquire it through her hand. Meaning a hand is just part of a body. It's not a...
So
he can put it on her head. You know what I mean? He doesn't have to put it in her hand.
What's getting free here?
The Uber? The Uber, yes.
Uber is going to be free completely?
Yes.
Now, even though the Uber did not tell her...
The Uber doesn't have to tell her. The Uber is part of her. It's like he says, I'm freeing your feet, not your hands. I'm freeing 35% of you. I'm freeing 25% of you. Whatever part of he wants to free, whatever percentage he wants to free.
But he has to free the Uber completely?
Well, he is freeing the Uber completely.
No, I'm asking is that what's going on?
That's the case here. Can he free the Uber halfway? Yes. The case is, he said, you're a shivcha, your kid is free. Right? Where our problem was, how can she accept this star shikur? She's his Evan. She's his shivcha. How can she accept the star shikur? You can't give a star shikur to your own Eved for a different Eved. And the Gemara understood Uber being an other person. So you're giving it to the mother for her Uber. How does it work? The mother is yours. The answer is the Uber is part of the mother. You're freeing part of her. And Rebbe holds you can free part of an Eved.
And if it wouldn't be that way, meaning if it would be a separate entity...
Then she can't accept it.
Why?
Because she belongs to the master. It's like giving it from one hand to the other hand. Just like an owner cannot walk over to one Eved and say, accept the freedom for a different Eved. Of both of his Avodim.
Mashiach here is better?
Because it's a percentage of the person.
Okay, what can you do?
I mean, it's
again, let's stop and let's analyze Rebbe. Forget everything else. Forget Uber. Somebody walks over to a woman, to Eved, says, I am freeing half of you, and hands him a Shtar Shichur. Rabbanan says it doesn't work. Rebbe says it does work. Now, how does it work according to Rebbe? The answer is, Rebbe is saying it's possible that the Eved can get an ability to be kind of half of himself simultaneously with receiving that freedom.
Very good.
Uber is half of her.
Good.
Okay, so what's the problem?
No, I'm saying so it doesn't matter. I thought Rip was saying it doesn't work by herself.
I said you cannot give an Evan a shikwar for a different Evan.
Yeah.
Because that guy that's receiving it is part of the master.
Yeah, but
Rabbi is mechadish,
yeah,
that you can give percentage of an Evan to himself.
But
that's a kiddush.
But I would say that's happening.
What?
They're both the same. Why not?
Because one is your free. Let me explain again. When I give a shtar shikur to an Evan himself, the whole thing,
right,
how does it work?
The hands is Hagin Timsa.
How does it work? How can he be kind of the shtar shikur? He belongs to the Evan. He belongs to the master.
Bon kechad.
Can you say bon kechad on percentage?
We say yeah.
That's what Rebbe says. Okay, so there's your answer.
For someone else?
You're not bon kechad for somebody else. You're not being freed. You're not being freed. If you give it to Evan A for Evan B, Evan A is still an Evan. He's not born cancer for him.
Can I make it that Evan is a 0.1% code for that another Evan?
He can't, because it's your hand. It's like saying, here, the Evan to be free. It's in your hand.
No, your Evan is free enough to be able to be code for that other Evan.
Again, but you're not doing that. You're not freeing your Evan at all.
I don't know.
I don't think so, but I don't know.
Can you make an Evan?
The
mother's hand is like the Hooper's hand.
Exactly.
Can you make an Evan possible?
You could. But then he doesn't belong to you.
Yeah, but then you can.
It's not so simple. That's a sugya later on. We have a whole sugya in the fourth parak of a mafkar avdai. It's not simple because he's cutting himself. You're mafker him.
Yeah.
So he's kind himself. If I make this clock hefker, it's not mine. But if I made this clock hefker, and then I take it back, you can't take it. If I make this clock hefker and you take it, I can't take it back.
Right.
The Evan takes himself. You can't drag a person that's a yid and make him an Evan. You can't walk in the street and pick a guy out and say, here, you're my Evan. You can't do that.
Human trafficking is happening all the time. Right?
You have to capture him. There has to be some kind of acquisition for you to have an Evan. You can't just walk in the street and pick out Gayim and say, you're my Evan, unless you're a conquering army.
So how is that different than the Shtar Shifra? To make him
happy? Oh, so that we'll discuss in the fourth barrack. We're not learning Hilchos Avadim now. We will spend a lot of time in Evan in the fourth Berak. Because it's very similar to Get, in the sense that it works through a star. So the Gemara is going to spend 5-6 blot on Evan. I don't know. I didn't count the blot, but around 5-6 blot.
So we only got to one of the Dolan, how they explained it?
So we're saying that Rabbi Yechanan's statement that you can accept, that an Evan cannot accept a star shikra from his own master for a different Evan is not a contradiction to Rebbe. Because Rebbe is saying you can't accept for a different Evan, but for part of yourself you can accept. Which Rabbanan don't agree to. Rabbanan say, if you're part Evan, you can't accept it for the other part.
Do they need both reasons? Well,
one is saying that half works. Now the question is, why is Uber half? Uber is a different body.
Right.
The answer is Uber Yerachimai. So you need both. One to say the halacha of Rebbe, and one to explain how Rebbe applies to a fetus.
You'd have to say really both. I mean, you could, what I'm trying to say is you could hold one without the other.
Well, you can hold the first without the second.
Right.
Correct.
So Rebbe, if the Evid is owned by two owners, how does the Chachamim learn that work?
That, again, will be discussed later in Masechtas Gittin, but Pashut is because you're freeing everything you own. Your part is being totally freed. Let me explain. I can free my Evan, I'm freeing my Evan. The fact that he belongs to somebody else doesn't mean I didn't give him his freedom. The problem the Rabbanon have is your own Evan can't accept the Shtar Shichrur from you for somebody else. So if you're freeing 50% of your Evan, you're retaining 50%. That means the 50% that belongs to you is accepting the Shtar Shichrur from you. But if it doesn't belong to you, it doesn't interfere.
Okay. So you give it to the other half.
That's the question.
That's the argument.
That's the argument. Rebbe says you can give it to the other half. And again, the Achronim are bothered. The hand belongs to the master. So how does he acquire with his hand? And the basic explanation is, hand is just the whole, meaning the hand is not a hand separate. It's part of a body. And a certain percentage of the hand belongs to a certain percentage of the body, so to speak. Rashi.
Rabbi, can I just add something about this? I'm not understanding this
yes.
concept here. When we say half and half, we don't mean literally half and half. We mean that this Evid at that moment of receiving the shtar is two things at once. Is that correct?
Yes.
His whole essence, his whole body is at the moment the shtar, the parchment hits his hand. He's two things at once. He's not one hand is this, one hand is that, one leg is this, one leg is that. He is somehow at that very instant that he's accepting the piece of paper or doing whatever he has to take it, he's somehow two different entities. Is that what Rebbe's saying?
Rebbe is saying he becomes 50% free and 50% Evan.
I don't. What do we mean 50? We mean 100% each.
Well, let's put it this way. The Gemara explains it. Sunday he works for himself and it's his money. Monday he works for his master and it's the master's money. Tuesday he works for himself. Wednesday he works for the master. Thursday he works for himself. Friday he works for his master.
In what context is that so?
Meaning?
I mean, do we really mean that on those days he works for himself, he's keeping his own money?
Yes. He's not an Evid those days. Because that's the agreement you come when you have a fifth. Let me explain. When two people own an Evid, right, what happens?
Yeah.
They share the amount where the Evid works. They can make up their own agreement how to share. But it's a financial 50% one way and 50% the other way. So if Evid is half free, it's the same financial arrangement.
What happens to the money on Monday when he works for the owner? Does he become the owner's money during the
day? So that's a good question that Rishayim ask later on. When he becomes an Evid on Monday, does all the money he earned on Sunday become the owner's? And the answer is no. Why will be left for later on discussion of Masechta Zgibbon.
But that hand, there's a partial part of that hand that's going to be free, correct?
No.
Make anything free?
Well, usually a person frees his own whole Evan.
No, that's not, I'm saying the case of half and half.
So then half of him is free and half of him is an Evan.
Now, the hand is only taking tips, that we're saying?
Correct.
So if he finds something, if an Evan finds something...
It would depend on which day in the week he found it. There's got to be a financial arrangement... Just like there would be between two owners. Now, we learned in the past, and we will learn again in the future, that we don't allow an arrangement like that to last. Because he can't get married. He can't marry in a shivcha because he's half free. He can't marry a free woman because he's half Evan. So what we do is we force the other owner, or in this case the same owner, to free him and get paid and compensated for that part that belongs to him. So we intervene and don't let the situation remain permanent. But that's our intervention after it happens. At the point that it happens, it's 50% one way and 50% the other way. We won't let that remain because we have an other concern. We like everybody to be able to procreate, and he won't be able to. And therefore, we intervene to make him completely... We can't make him an Evid again.
Why can't he marry a half shifter?
So that's a good kasha, and the Gemara will discuss it. And the answer is because it's not like he's a new creation called half and half. So his half of freedom is living with the half of Shivcha, and his half of Eved is living with the half that's free. Physically, when he lives with the half of Shivcha and the half of Bas Chayrin, he's living with the whole woman, with his whole man. Unlike, the Rishayim speak this out, unlike a mixed breed of a mule, we don't consider a mule half horse, half donkey. We say it's a mule, it's a new entity. A Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin is physically the same entity, he just has two different halachas. And therefore, when physically the man lives with a woman, he's living with the whole woman, each part with the other whole.
Okay,
it's not Kedai now if we get involved in that, but that's what the answer to your question is. Tyson speaks it out. Not here, later on.
Why, when we say Ba'asah, that's getting to be other, why didn't we use that earlier with the get that he gave, the golden get to his wife, the Ksuba? Why don't we say Ba'asah? You don't have to do the Chilus. But why didn't we use that? To say that she gave him the get and he gave her the Ksuba, but Ba'asah.
But that means at the time of the get, he retained ownership of... What is this, too? Oh, okay. I just have to know what to give it to.
Why do you think it happened with
Vatacha? That's what I said on him.
Again, because he's giving your Ksuba, which is not Chayiv till after the get. And he's holding on to that gold to pay the Ksuba.
Can't be paid. Give it all before the get.
Theoretically, so that's a good. We'll have to go back to that soon, you'll see. But the Rishayim are bothered by that.
Yeah. I had the same point.
I'm glad you agree.
Why only now are we bringing this whole thing Basachas? We should have brought it out 2 blocks before.
Again, I'm not going to get involved in that now. I hear the question, but again. You know, there's an estivus. Again, this Bas Achas concept is a very hard concept. Because, again, I'm not trying to make problems, but if you think about it, it's a very difficult concept. Because he doesn't have a hand, but yet when you give it to him, to free him, he has to have a hand. But he doesn't have a hand. So we say, as you give it to him, he acquires a hand to accept his freedom. But he needs a hand to accept his freedom, and the freedom is giving him the hand to accept his freedom. So it has to, simultaneously, like a very hard yesod. But that's what the Gemara says. Isn't the Sivas that wants to say, a Chiddush, that he wants to learn that Gita V'yada B'gavon Ka'akas means that the Torah never gave the owner ownership of the hand vis-a-vis freedom. That the Eved retains ownership of his hand, even as an Eved, for freedom. When the Torah made an Eved 100% belong to somebody, there was a small, minute part that doesn't belong to somebody, the right to accept freedom. And therefore, when he gets it, his hand is there to accept freedom. That's how the Nesivus explains Gita V'yada B'Hagadah. It makes life simpler, it runs into problems, but that's the Nesivus' pshat in Gita V'yada B'Hagadah. That he owns his own hand, every Eved, retains ownership of his own hand for the right to accept the shechur.
The lush is not there.
Again, I'm asking, but that's it. There was once a Rebbetzin who told my friend that it's good that women don't learn Gemara. So he asked why. He says, I hear my husband, he says this thing of Gita V'yada B'Hagadah. No woman would ever accept that. Ridiculous. It comes at the same time. How does it work? So the answer is, you men accept these hands, as he told them. It's a very difficult concept. Rashi. One is saying that it's Rebbe, and one is explaining how it applies to Uber. One is supplementing the other. Rebbe wasn't talking about an Uber. Rebbe was talking about half. Uber is not half. Uber is a different entity. Rashi.
The second one needs the first one.
correct, and the first one needs the second one. Maybe we're talking about Uber.
So we said the first one does not need the second one.
In the case of Uber, he needs the second one.
You can have it. You can have
without it. You can have Uber without the first one. The gay other halachas. Again, all we're saying is to understand this statement, you need both of them. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the price of a Masech is tomorrow. It's a price of. I'm going to show you how to say that the price of a Masech is tomorrow. It was Rafida, she said, I'll Uber, but Kabbalah's get Liazit and Shokhur. Period. My advice, Uber, my Indian Shikhre to get Isha. What does the guy do with a get to come out from Chichanino? Havana Patera Shikhre, he said, Evan is to be freed. Rabbi Tarti Yomer, Chodah to get Isha. First he said, Allah of get Isha, that an Evan cannot be a Shliach. Right, Achriti, he said something else. I'm also Achriti, come out of the Avabi was not going back on a woman's divorce. Near in Dvarim, Shavid Makabal gets Shukru Lechaveroi. Evid can accept a Shukru from his friend, Miyad Rabbi Shukhaveroi. Shane Rabbi Shaloi, who's not his master. The Kivin the Evid, Isa Batera Shukru, Shliach Nami Matsim Havi. He can be freed himself, so he can be an agent for freedom from somebody else's master. Avaloi Miyad Rabbi Shaloi, Im Shneim Shalishachat, both belong to the same person. The Yad Evid Yad Rabbi, the hand of the Evid is like the hand of his master, Dami. Shemaster get me yadai, and when you gave the get to his hand, lo yotzer get mishusai, didn't leave the rishus to the master. I the avagav the evid mekabel gita get laatzmai, so how can a get be accepted by himself? A shichrur get means a star. Hasam with the gita biyadai banka echad, it happens simultaneously. The shichrur didehu, because it's his freedom. Avol achrin eloi, that doesn't help his co-evid. So he cannot be a shliach to accept it from his co-evid of the same master. Somebody will whisper in your ear, lahakshes to ask, the loyman to say, that he can even accept from his own master. The mother can accept for the uber. She's accepting the star shikra from her own master. For her Uber, the answer is I'm shachru chatzi avdei kana. However, I say chatzi. The chad amr meisiv umesayim pirish hadaver. He adds and completes the explanation. My time is Rebbe b'ham. Halach chatzi avdei who the trei gufaninu. Isn't there two separate bodies? No. So I've over yarachimayhu. The havelik chatzi gufa becomes like chatzi doesn't mean half necessarily, like a percentage of her body. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. You got a question?
I'm just saying, so if you would say, let's say, for example, I want to free 1%.
Right.
Okay? Do we say that let's say that the Uber is 1%? Can we make up things? Or that's the volume thing, like, you know, a person 6'2", so 1% would be his toe. I mean...
No, we mean 1% of his income. It has to manifest itself practically. Unless he designates the Uber, which is going to be a separate entity at one point. So then the Uber remains free and the woman is the control of it. That just means now he's the Yerach Imai. When he's born, he's not going to be Yerach Imai.
But for now, I'm saying,
so now,
I want to do 1%, and I want that 1% to be the Uber.
Fine, so then the Uber becomes free. It doesn't make a practical difference while he's an Uber. While he's an Uber, it's not going to make any difference. No, that's not the problem. The problem is, an Uber doesn't do anything for you. An Uber doesn't work. The mother works. The Uber doesn't do a thing. Even if he's Uber Yerachima, he doesn't do anything. So, again, that extra value, but she's not being sold. Now, if you want to ask me, can a guy free the toe of his shivcha? What difference will it make that he frees the toe? I'm freeing your toe. I'm not 100% sure what that would happen. Unless the part of work she does with her toe, I don't know. In Yavamas we had that there are five women that are not believed to come in and tell a woman her husband died. Because we're afraid they want to mess up this woman. Because they have either a previous or a fear of a future co-wife existence or of a adverse relationship. And therefore we don't trust them to tell a woman that her husband died. But they can bring a get. They are believed to bring a get. We don't accuse them of having forged a get. Who are these five women? Well, see, let's give again. That's why we're learning this. Chamaisa, a mother-in-law. Bat Chamaisa, mother-in-law's daughter, who views this woman as an intruder who's going to take away her parents' money from her. And Sarasa, her co-wife, who fights for the share of her husband. Yaventa, a possible future co-wife, her husband's brother's wife, and Bat Baila, and her husband's daughter from a previous marriage, who views this woman as taking away her father. Ma ben get lamisa, so the Gemara Mishnah asked Dr. Harris this question. Why don't we trust them to say that a woman, that her husband died, and we trust them for get? And the answer is Shaksav Mechiach, because she has a piece of paper. And we don't accuse people of forging a piece of paper. To lie verbally is one thing. To bring a piece of paper is another thing. Aisha Atzma Mevi'ez Gita, a woman herself brings the get. B'vachi Tzricha Loibe B'fanenechtem, and the Gemara is going to want to know why. She's divorced already. B'fanenechtem is not at the time of the divorce. So if she's bringing her own get, why did she have to say anything? She has a get. The Gemara is going to discuss it. We'll leave it for the Gemara. Rashi. Chamaisa bat chamaisa bekulu mafarish b'yavamas. All these five women is explained to Yavamas the sanya law, the hater. U'machavenes l'kalkala, they intend to mess her up. V'eina manas la'idu shemez b'ayla. And they're not believed to say that her husband died. Yavamta, eishas achi b'ayla, the wife of her husband's brother, sayna oisa, hates her. Because maybe one of these two brothers will die without children. She views her as a future competitor, as a possible future competitor. And the answer is because there's a piece of paper. Now, all this will be explained. Check the Gemara. Vatanya, shame shame and slime by love. The Braisa says we don't trust them. The Braisa contradicts the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yosef. Now Rav Yosef will say an answer, and the Gemara will argue on Rav Yosef's answer. So Rav Yosef says, like Asha, Kam be'eretz, Kam be'chutz la'aretz. There's a difference between bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael than bringing a get in Chutz La'aretz. Why? Because in Eretz Yisrael, she doesn't have to say anything. It just brings the get. In Chutz La'aretz, she has to say, B'fanenechtem, B'fanenechtem. So you're relying on her testimony. We don't rely on these five women's testimony. It needs a B'fanenechtem, B'fanenechtem. That might be a problem, because you need them to testify. It's more than a piece of paper. We don't trust women to testify, these five women. So, when you don't need them to testify, just to be a delivery, we trust them. When you need a testimony, they're not trusted. That's what Rav Yosef says.
He's testifying in order for her to get to be married to somebody.
It's not, we don't accept the get without b'fan an echtem, b'fan
an echtem. No, but in other words, that's the only reason. In other words, she's divorced, and if she wants to remain divorcee for the rest of her life, that's fine.
But no, it's not fine. We don't accept the get without b'fan an echtem, b'fan an echtem.
She's bringing her own
guest. That's not true. It's five. No. That's the case.
Sorry?
That's not the case. You're going on the end of the Mishnah. We're going at the beginning of the Mishnah.
Okay.
We're not talking about a woman bringing her own guest. We're talking about the five ladies who are not believed to say that a woman's husband died. The Mishnah said they are believed to bring her guest. The Brightness said they're not believed to bring her guest. So if Yosef is resolving the contradiction, nothing to do with the woman herself. The Mishnah is talking about Eretz Yisrael, and this is Rav Yitzchak's answer. It will not remain. Yes. I'm sorry, Corey.
I was just saying, why is it testimony? Because ladies are prostitutes.
Can't hear you.
Ladies are agents.
Again, we believe b'fanenechtem, even from a lady, because he guna. So we are makel, and we accept the say. I called it testimony. You don't want to call it testimony, call it something else. A woman comes in and tells another woman your husband died, we accept that. You want to call it testimony, we'll call it testimony. You don't like the word testimony, we'll call it whatever word you want to use. Dr. Kamar, Bar it's a lava de boy, the Dr. Samchinan. In Eretz Yisrael, when we're not really relying on her, I'm Mahamna. Mahamna. The Chutz Laretz, that the boy, the Dr. Samchinan, I'm Mahamna. Rashi. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya told Rav Yosef, Adarabba. Just the opposite. And let me explain. In Eretz Yisrael, she gives the get. Right? The husband can come later on and say, Seforgery. Meanwhile, she got married with the get. The husband claims forgery, and unless you can validate the get, you got a problem. In Chutz Laretz, the lady says b'fanenechtem, and the woman gets married. There's nothing that can happen now to make her in trouble. The husband comes claims forgery. We say we heard b'fanenechtem. So how is the woman going to mess her up? Messing up means I'm going to ruin your life. I'm going to ruin your life by making you permissible to get married. And then the first husband will show up, and then you'll be stuck. So that makes sense in a get in Eretz Yisrael. The woman will give a get. She doesn't have to say anything. And the husband will come in a year later, or 2 years later, and say, huh? I never divorced my wife. It's a forgery. And it can't be validated. You know what will happen? She'll have to leave her second husband, and leave her first husband, and she'll be all messed up. So there's an incentive for these five ladies to do that because they can mess up her life. In Chutz Laretz, if they come and say b'fanenechtem, they've made the woman unmessable. There's nothing the husband can do to possibly get. She can always remain married to the second guy. Now, she might be living in sin, but that's not messing up her life. The five women aren't interested in getting the woman to sin. The five women are interested in messing up this woman's life. They want to get her out of their thing. So Mamela, they hate her. So they'll do things to make sure that she's messed up. In Chutz Laretz, you'll never be able to mess her up. These women come in and say, b'fanenechtem. They're lying. But it doesn't make a difference. We accept them. We let her get married. And nothing can ruin that. So they're not messing her up. They're only messing her up in Eretz Yisrael, which is a chance the husband will say forgery, and we won't be able to validate the star, then she'll be messed up.
But they want her out of the family. They don't really care if she stays with the second guy.
That's what the Rishayim do ask. And they answer that the hatred is not just that she should get married to somebody else, because they just want to ruin her life. Ruin her life. And ruining her life is done only this way, not the other way. The emotion of hatred is go ruin her life. And they're not ruining her life in Chutz Laretz.
I mean, you would define deftel. You're saying that ends everything?
Yeah, but that's right.
Sorry, what would happen if Adam come on and say, you can't say that, you were with us?
It's very uncommon. The common thing is that the husband comes and claims forgery. Usually, why is Adam walking in when they have nothing to do with anything? The husband will have to find it, it's much more good. It's very not shriach. Very not shriach.
The only reason we said funny
not
the
Gimel, is because Medic Dayak, right?
There's
there's no Europe for Europe. Here, there's no idea of Medic Dayak. Why not? Because
she's coming to ruin them.
Again, she's not ruining him.
She's, but she wants.
So why should we accuse them of lying if they're not
accomplishing
their purpose?
Again.
Ruining her life means making sure that this woman is going to get messed up. And by chutzpahs, they're not going to be able to mess her up. There we can say they intended to mess her up. The chutzlar is the asibah ma'ara loymeshkechina bay, mehemna they are believed. So that's Abaya's answer. The Adarab and Eretz Yisrael, they're not believed because they can be messing her up. In chutzlar, they are believed. Rashi. So then this guy in the Bezna wasn't validated. That's the validation. And if he argues, we wouldn't trust him. Dr. Gemara, Tanya Kavasid Abaya. If Shimon Allah Zerayim and Shimon Rebekiva, Ishin a menace will have a gita mikava chaymer. A woman is believed to bring a get, her own get, with a kava chaymer. Mad nashim sharmu chachamim ein a monas lemer meis bailet a monas love a gita. Madach women who we don't trust to say that her husband died is believed to bring her, is believed to bring this woman's get. He should have menace lemer meis bailet. In addition, a menace love a gita. Right? And she who is believed to say meis baila, that means we trust the woman about her own self more than we trust those five women. So if we trust those five women who we don't trust on the death of the husband for the get, for sure we should trust the woman on her get. And so far it's not a raya. And with Malcolm Shabbos, and the bride that finishes off, we only trust the five ladies if they're coming from Chutz Laaretz. If she comes from Chutz Laaretz, she's going to have to say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. And again, that will be explained later on. But we're proving from the Braisa that we're believing the five women when they say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. Like Abaya said, that they're believed when they can't mess her up, not when they can mess her up. Rashi, welcome Shabbos, Klaim, Rahoyo, Minayo, Gamrinon. Since we're learning out of the five women, Nigmanami Loha. The Mahin Shikha Slaver. With the 20 Brahis, the Mahalahal Shikha Shiaimru. Since the Brahis says they have to say, Shmamina, Bechuslar is the skin on Kabaya. Right, period. Okay, now. Shailan Achrainim.
But is he answering back?
He does not answer back. Taisa says that in Chuslar, she can, like you said, he can bring Adam in and a Raya that he never sent her to get. So there's ways to mess her up in Chutz Laaretz as well. That's a type of chance. Well, better, more than in Chutz Laaretz. Now, I can't hear you. You're going to have to speak up because there's noise behind me. There's some noise in that room that's interfering with my... I don't know what's on there. Something is making noise like a fan or something.
The women are trusted not to forge.
They're all get. We're not trusting not to forge, according to Abaya.
According to the Mishnah, we trust
Abaya. Again, Abaya is explaining the Mishnah is only in the case of Bepanei Nechtam, Bepanei Nechtam. You have nothing to gain by forging if they're saying Bepanei Nechtam, Bepanei Nechtam. Meaning, basically, we don't trust the women. Only when they can't mess her up, so we trust her. According to Abaya, of course, Lord. Now, I'm going to have the following Shiloh. The Zman HaZed, we don't do Yibum. Would a Yivama be believed to say, to bring a get in Eretz Yisrael? Would a brother's wife be believed to bring a get in Eretz Yisrael? Could she be the messenger? Again, we're always afraid that one of them will die without kids, Rashi says. Doesn't make a difference. Rachman al-Islam, they can die. That's Makhlawaka, the Gemara says. They always, in the back of their mind, are worried that one of them will die without kids, even if they have kids.
Once they have kids...
This is a kasha you could have asked in Yavamas. This is, again, let's go back to Masechtas Yavamas. A sister-in-law comes in and says, your husband died, we don't trust her. Because potentially they can be co-wives. That's the halacha. Whatever, maybe not. That's not what Rashi said. Rashi said they're afraid that one of them will die without kids. That's what Rashi said. Now, there's a difference between the case of Misa and the case of Get. In the case of Misa, we believed an Eid Echad to say a woman's husband died. That was a chiddush. Really, they shouldn't be believed. In Masechet Yevamos, we had a whole sugya of how can we trust one witness to say that a woman's husband died. So whatever chiddush we said didn't include Yevama. She was excluded from that chiddush. So even though today there's no Yibum, but the Chazal never included her in that chiddush. But by Get, everybody is believed. We have to make up a rule that certain people aren't believed because they might mess up. What if we guaranteed that they can't mess up? We don't do Yibum anymore. Would that halacha change? To Shaila D'Achreinim. Do we say once Chazal said it, it doesn't make a difference? Or do we say today a Yevama won't mess up her other Yevama because she can't do Yibum anyway? They're never going to become co-wives.
Just only subject to Chalitza.
Chalitza doesn't make a difference. In fact, there's no reason to hate the other wife.
We can't do Yibum. We can do it in Chal also.
We don't do Yibum. It's not done. Yeah. It's not on the horizon.
The point of it is, it's not that. The Hating Timson's not there. So would that be a reason?
Again, so the Achreinim say there's a difference between the case of death and the case of get. In the case of death, we have to make a takana to believe. Therefore, these five women were never included. So we can't add them in. Here, we have to make a takana that they're not believed. The default option is that we should trust everybody. It's a chiddush that we don't trust this woman. So now that there's no fear, maybe we can trust this woman. That's a shaila d'achreinim. Some say, like, look, once done, it's done, and some say this can change. I just thought it was an interesting shaila. We don't do Yibum. No woman thinks in the terms of Yibum. Not a geya.
It's party.
Even today, well, we're talking about Ashkenazim. Today, Sfarim don't do Yibum either. Once upon a time they did it. What?
Were you positive about that?
That's what I was told. Am I positive? No, I'm not positive.
It's doubly. It should be doubly.
Can't hear you.
It's doubly not going to happen. Not only do we don't do a Yibum, we don't marry two wives.
Try to marry a thing. I mean.
I'm saying Ashkenazim.
Right, 100%. Doubly not going to happen. He's married. He's not going to take a second wife. And he doesn't do Yibum.
You know, there were times when they did Yibum, the people had so much Yerushalayim that they could do it.
Kmitzvah. It's my likest whether you have to do a Kmitzvah or not.
Oh,
Abishol. Abishol says it has to be done Kmitzvah. But Rabbanan say you just do it. It's my likest Abishol, Rabbanan, and the Svardim, the Shulchan Aruch, Paschal like Rabbanan. Your Ma, Paschal like Abishol. So the Shulchan Aruch said Yibum is a bigger mitzvah. Don't worry about your kavanah. Abishol is a chiddush, and we're going to get to Abishol later in the Masechta. Torah said do Yibum. That's what the Torah said. If you don't want to do Yibum, there's an out.
It's not that people chase necessarily. The people's
kavanah. Well, according to Abishol, the Torah only said it for a person who can do it the right way.
Every
I don't know. There's, I don't know what to tell you. Even Abishol will say if you do it the right way, it's okay.
Every condition's like that.
No.
When a person becomes a lady,
he does not have to have. He can marry a lady because she's beautiful. He can marry a lady because she's rich.
Is that the
it's not wrong. It's not an avera. Abishol says doing yibum for the wrong reasons is an avera because it's your brother's wife with an erva. We will continue with Shem tomorrow.